ding. How's the bell?
Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
God, can you imagine we are back to doing a show?
We are back.
How long have you been missing? How long have you been missing in action? When was the last time we posted a show?
Maybe 3 months?
I don't know. It's been a long time. Chat fucking room is not working.
Oh my gosh.
So Pride 48 is not... Pride 48 chat room is not working for me.
That's fine. That's fine.
So I can't really see you. So if you want to chat with us, you can either go to Twitter, twitter.com/dingthebell, and then you can at reply us and maybe we will be able to chat with you there.
So I think we did record.
What?
Maybe in October.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because I left. I had my vacation in October, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. No, that was in November.
Yes.
So yes, I did see you.
Wow, October.
Since then, we saw each other, but we just did not record.
We didn't record because...
I wasn't there yet.
You were not where?
I mean, like my... I don't know. I remember I was a little depressed or something. Wasn't it?
You were in Japan?
No. After I came back from Japan, I was kind of like emotional. I remember that.
Also, why do people always get emotional when they go back to their home country?
Because having family over there,
uh-huh,
it's so difficult. And you actually have to come back here.
What do you mean?
Okay, here's the thing. Like me and my friend, Mario, we were just talking about this before.
Uh-huh.
You know, we still have family in Japan. We're married. Yeah, we decided to live here. But we still have our, you know, immediate family. Oops, I just touched it.
Don't touch the microphone.
Immediate family over there, like mom, and she's got a dad over there, sister. So, I mean, it's hard for us to just be apart. And then, like, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's a gender thing.
Why is your tea turn yellow? Turn brown? Is it always like this?
Yes.
I thought it's green. When I drink, it's always green. Why is it brown?
Because it take the time.
Oh, to turn brown?
Mm-hmm.
So I always drink too fast?
Yeah.
Oh. Am I wasting the tea then if I drink too fast?
Anyway, well, so that's why.
So anyway, welcome all of you and Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy
listeners.
New Year. I hope you sort of have a great New Year's.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, we have so many listeners, 22 of them.
Wow, that's 22 million listeners.
We have 22 period listeners. And we screwed it up.
Oh,
we completely lost all our listeners. Now, what would be fun to hear? However, no, that's not true. Because when I posted that surprise on Christmas, I posted one last episode that I never posted for... Ding the bell.
Oh, you did.
I posted it at... Oh, you didn't even know? You're such a
so
bitch.
So sorry.
Loser.
So sorry.
Oh my God, of our own show? That's why nobody listens to us anymore.
So sorry. I'll be better. Okay, well, then tell me.
But anyway, I don't... Well, see, I'm so glad that nobody's listening to us right now. Live.
Right, why?
Because there's no way of tracking who's listening because I forgot how to... There's a way to track how many listeners is listening to the live show, but if you're listening to us right now...
You forgot how to do that?
Yes. Because there's a way. I don't do this... I don't use Pride 48 to do live shows very often, so if you happen to be a... What am I doing? Why is this loose?
Okay, oh
I'm
my
fixing
gosh.
My microphone.
So, oh my gosh, where's our ding?
We didn't even do our introduction.
Huh?
We didn't do our introduction. Oh my gosh.
That's so bad.
Okay, so I am Ding.
I'm the bell.
And we're both ADD Asians that require a bell to help us keep on track. Otherwise, we will go off topic.
I mean, you already noticed that Ding, his way of talking, it's jumping to different places. He talk about tea, he talk about technique.
Oh my God.
Technical, like, microphone thing, and he notice about thing, and he sort of dig in and stuff. That's his ding thing. That's why we have to have bell.
Exactly. That's why we need to have a bell.
Ooh.
And we also have, you know, a lot of our cheering fans,
uh-huh,
that is, you know, supporting us right now in the background.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It is amazing how 22 listeners can create the sound of 22 listeners.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm a superstar.
Well, we are, aren't we?
My gosh, thank you for coming tonight.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Now, one fun thing that I want to, talking about going back, maybe that should be our topic of today,
yeah,
is to,
okay,
you know, visit family back in our home country.
Sure.
And
get homesick after that.
Yeah, get homesick. So I am actually planning on, this is Ding, obviously.
That's why Ding have to lose a lot of weight so that he planning to put weight on. By the way, Ding lost a lot of weight.
Don't tell people that.
Do
you want me to announce your weight?
No, I'm not gonna. But
okay, she said she is 100 and and therefore she can do live video feed. She told me, I asked
two pound lighter.
I asked her if she wants to do a live show, and she said, "Yes, I'm 100 and bing, 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 so I can."
Yeah, where's my live today? I even put extra makeup on too, just in case.
I'm not doing live video.
But anyway, Ding lost so much weight. He looks skinny like a stick.
Why do you always have to paint a picture that is fake and then people come see me and then know that I'm not a stick?
Oh my gosh,
Are you trying to sabotage my fat?
You are so You're so skinny. You look like a stick, like kind of like a chopstick, long chopstick.
No, I think you're trying to paint a picture that is skinnier than what I really am. So when people see me, they're like, you're not really skinny.
No, it's not. I am, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, do you want sound effect?
Yes, please.
Do this. That's when you see it's when you see. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, apparently the bell has an announcement to make.
I do. That's not announcement. Stop. This is a forecast.
How about this?
That's too short.
No, you start and then you start announce. Ouch.
Can I have like a more dramatic thing, like a classic?
Like word of the bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement. Ding is a stick.
Oh my god, Ding is a stick. Oh my god. This is what we missed. Okay, I'm gonna turn the microphone off. Remember?
That was so funny.
Do you remember our first show? All your makeup is falling off though.
Oh, right.
Do you remember our first show?
Already?
Huh?
My makeup is off?
Huh?
My makeup is off?
Huh? Remember our first show? We laughed so much that we didn't really talk about much. We just laughed. And so we you know, that's our brand of our show is, you know, this is a laughing therapy.
Exactly.
It could be for us. It's mostly for us.
It's kind of recharging a bitchy power, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, good.
For those new listeners, maybe, you know, because we're so good, now new listeners are coming. Or because we lost all our 22 listeners and we have to build new listeners again.
So, they will come back because I just had a biggest announcement thing. What did I say?
Did you hit the microphone?
Yes. I just had a very, very important announcement for everybody.
What is it?
What's the sound?
Oh, okay, wait. Which one? Which one?
The same one.
Helicopter cannot take off.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have very important announcement for everybody. Ding! Ding! Why are you looking at me like this? Anyway, I already announced it before. Ding lost 20 pounds.
You just made the number up. She does not know how many pounds I was
Ding lost. 20 pounds. He is a stick.
I didn't know he was 20 pounds.
He's a stick right now.
I am not.
Skinny Asian long cooking chopstick.
You're so bitchy. Anyway, let's go back and go back. Just kind of recap, right? My name is Ding. I'm Asian.
Definitely an ADD.
No, what is your name, the bell? I mean...
the bell. So even though we might have lost 22 listeners, but because of this biggest announcement which I just made, they might come back.
I know. I'm hoping when you come back, you would bring more of your friends back.
And then, you know, this is kind of hard for listeners to listen to if you're hearing this show first time. Because we are jumping into different,
We already warned them that we're ADD. So
yeah,
that's all we have a bell. Okay. The bell is really, at first the bell, we used the bell to keep us on track.
Yeah.
Now the bell just sits on the table. Oh my gosh. But anyway, maybe we should do video.
Oh,
soon.
Okay, let's do that.
Maybe when I come back from my trip, we can do a video.
Okay,
can
so you're gonna put some weight on, and it's gonna be a little round, and I will be a little skinnier.
Round. What do you mean, little round?
Little round.
You want me to be fat? Okay, let's not talk about. Skip
you
that
fat.
Oops. Don't. Let's. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna say hi though. You know who we did not lose? Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, did you know? Oh my gosh, by the way, if you're listening to us live on pride48.com, please send us a Twitter message.
You
can find us at Ding the Bell, DINGDABELL.
I know, my meat on my way still.
We're so ADD, but listen. Nobody tweeted me, nobody tweeted us, nobody is chatting with, nobody's listening to our live show.
Oh, wow, surprise.
Because we have a different life thingy.
And plus, after 3 months being absent, that's what we get.
Yeah. But Prime 48 chat room is broken, so maybe there might be somebody listening, but we just don't know about it.
That's okay. When we, you know, we'll advertise and we'll let people know that we are back. So we're going to do the video soon. We should.
But what I was going to say is we should skip the topic about visiting family in the home country and talk about how you want to sabotage my fat.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's just talk about it.
Because, let's talk
about
this.
That was funny.
What was funny?
That was funny.
Which?
When I tried to
sabotage my fat. Okay.
We laugh.
So, I'm a little bit hungry. I'm close to 2.0. I drank water and I was 2.85 and now I'm kind of 2.9. Anyway, dear listeners. Oh, but before we do that, can we talk about something else? Can you remind me? Did I make you spit tea?
It was very
She's
close.
Drinking tea. I'm not drinking tea because I have allergy tests coming up in a month.
And then
I can't drink tea.
Yeah, because he's too skinny. So doctor told him to not drink any
tea. Wait. I want to say hi though.
Okay. Go ahead and say hi.
To our Hawaiian listeners.
Professor
Beaver. Diva.
I said Beaver.
Beaver. Diva and Kichigai mom. Hi to everyone.
So wait
in
a minute.
Hawaii.
So refresh my memory. Is she 100% Japanese or she's a partial?
I think she's 100% Japanese.
Okay. All right. Cool. I kind of.
She may not be. I don't know whether she was born in China, but I mean Japan.
He just said Jap.
China.
Well, I kind of want to know.
Oh, look at my cat. I keep hitting this thing.
If I can just say, you know, if you please refresh our mind, memory, okay? Did you move from Japan because you got married or you were born and raised in Hawaii? So if you can just kind of let me know, that'd be great because I'm.
Yeah, because she's commented. Can I say that? I don't know what
Japanese?
Jane. Well, Kichigai mom has mentioned. We'll talk a few times. She commented several times on my Facebook about us and the fact that the kids are listening. I think one kind of nice touching thing that they said was she mentioned that the kids were sort of bothered by the fact that. There were people who want to stop gay people from getting married, and they were like, "Oh, then Dean can't get married." They were talking about that. I know. So it's very nice. It's very sweet
so
of
nice.
You all. And so, but anyway, I really appreciate the. Well, at least we have several listeners. What are you looking at?
Oh, the prayer.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I pray you be
our bell is look how it's been so long our
oh
bell's
my
broken
gosh.
Our bell is broken.
Maybe your husband can get us new one.
Look, it doesn't come up anymore.
Oh my gosh, just forget it and watch us where we go. Oh, I love the song.
Why is our bell broken
and help us to be wise. Oh, it's very nice.
Oh my gosh, our bell's broken.
In times when we don't know.
Hello, there are listeners listening to us. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay, it's working now again. I readjusted.
Bing has the most gorgeous voice.
Okay, that's... Oh my gosh, that's the focus topic. Okay. Let's talk about how you want to sabotage my family. We only have 5 more minutes to go.
Oh my gosh, that's all?
I know.
Why so early?
Because we keep talking nonsense and we never go back to our main subject.
Okay, all right. Yes, so...
Do we have a word of the bell today? No. Next week we will come back.
Next week we will fully come back with the function show.
Is it comebackable?
Comebackable. Yes, very comebackable.
Hopefully this show is comebackable so you can come back and join us again.
And then like Dean can maybe talk about why my tea is brown instead of green. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing that I want to talk to you about, however, before we go today for today's show.
Ding is
you are sabotaging my fat.
Because he is so... I mean, seriously, he looks... Well, she... Oh, he looks...
Excuse me. Excuse me, I have a dick.
Oh, okay. So he looks...
Don't let me slap you with my dick. Anyway, move on.
He looks like a... He is...
Let me take a drink.
He is...
Go on.
He is... Oh, carry on. He looks so thinner. Oh my gosh. Like, his face is pointing. And then like, you know what? Last time when I saw him, his head looked bigger because of his body.
But not now?
Right now, same.
You just want to say, okay, I think this is what her plan is. She's trying to make me feel bad for being thin.
Too skinny, unhealthy.
I am healthy. I went to my doctor this last week, mine on Monday, and my doctor was so happy with how my weight is and everything. He thinks that my blood pressure was perfect and cholesterol levels were perfect.
Mine
and
too.
Everything
but I'm still
was
heavy.
Perfect. But I'm not. But I can... Okay, so you know when we do BMI... sorry, that one of the topics that we keep coming back is talking about our fat.
Let's talk about... Let's stick with what we're talking about. Don't BMI thing.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so anyway, so my... Let me conclude this. Ding is too skinny. That's it.
Okay, I'm too skinny.
Yeah, he is.
She thinks I'm too skinny. I don't think so. I think... Like, here's the thing. I want to lose weight. I want to lose all the fat.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm starting...
Build
exercise.
Muscle.
Yeah. I'm gonna build muscle right now. Okay. Well, because last year I was not fat last year.
Yes.
But I was watching my calorie intake and then I realized that I can't go any lower than 178 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so at work when they encourage us, we talked about this some previous shows too, this dieting thing or how to eat, and I started doing that and then I realized that my weight just suddenly boom, dropped off a whole bunch. Well, not a whole bunch. From 170.
No,
when I started I was 180 pounds.
And then now you are...
I'm 166 today. So that's not a lot. That's like 14 pounds.
But that's a lot for how long? For 3-4 months?
I don't know. I started when my parents were here. So it was like September. No.
Yeah, September.
Yeah. So
4 months.
Yeah, but I wish I can keep it. Felt like it's a long time ago. So I want to keep it at least for... Not at least, but I want to keep it.
Oh, if I can lose 20 more pounds.
Microphone on your mouth.
If I can lose more... I'm kind of like you. Like, you know, I was watching... I lost a lot. Not a lot, but, you know, good weight for wedding, right?
Like how many? What's the number?
I think, well, I can't say
that. Well, no, the number that you've lost.
Okay, let me count, okay? Oh, yeah. From heaviest or from the wedding, before the wedding time?
From before the wedding time.
I started...
1 more minute.
I was... right?
I'm hoping that you actually accidentally say it out.
I was like...
I'm not going to edit.
I was like... And I think I lost 16, 17 pounds.
16, 17 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that much?
Yes.
From before your wedding?
Like...
That sounds not quite...
No. Right. Look, long ago before. Like when I bought my dress. When I bought my
dress.
Oh, wow,
that much?
Yes.
I'm very proud of you then.
I bought
so
the
you
dress.
Were heavier than me? I mean, so can I not say that? Now? Oh, sorry. It's not. Never mind. Next topic. Oh my gosh, she's looking at me as if she's gonna kill me with her eyes. Anyway, so you were actually still lighter than me, but.
Whatever. Anyway, so yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why you want to sabotage my fat.
So yes, I did very well, and that's good. You know, for the wedding.
So you should be very proud.
Well, then I
keep hitting at this thing.
I feel so gorgeous, but still, when I look at my picture, why I did not lose the more 10 more, just 10 more. I didn't do it.
Well.
So anyway. Well, my arms look fat.
Okay, anyway, we're running out of time. So let's tell people why you want to sabotage my... How you want to sabotage my fat.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't sabotage... Well, if I were already ideally skinny, I'd probably encourage you to be like, yeah, you look so gorgeous and stuff too. But I think you look so skinny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I look too skinny, you say.
But if you build muscle, mm-hmm. then you will look perfect.
Good, that's what I'm trying
to do. Not too skinny, like healthy, but...
I'm not... Which part looks skinny to you? My face?
Face, shoulder, all over, butt. No butt.
Well, I've never had butt, even when I was fat.
I know.
But
anyway, I just want...
Part is skinny? Like, when I exercise, I can't put muscles on my face. My face is still going to be skinny.
I don't know.
I actually like my skinny face. In fact, I want it to be slightly skinnier. Then it would be perfect.
I wouldn't.
I would have, like...
Oh, you know.
Holes in my face.
No. But, you know, I'm kind of like a thing because, like, same thing. Like, at this moment, I'm kind of stopping my weight not going down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to jump in something what he did, like a just eating thing. But I'm so weak. I try so many times, but just whatever he did, the system doesn't work. What?
Nothing. I'm just hitting you.
You know?
Yeah. Well...
It's just so...
But you still haven't told people how you want to sabotage my fat, though. How do you remember?
Oh! Can I talk about that thing, then?
What thing?
Your allergy thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ding told me one day, Ding sort of have more allergy problem.
Well, I've always had a nasal congestion.
Yeah, he does.
But right now, I don't have.
Because of the medication.
I can breathe.
No, anyway,
well,
so...
Well, I'm not on medication. Well, I'm on... Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so yeah, his doctor told him that, you know, he's going to do allergy check.
Yes.
Like test, like I did.
Yes.
Yeah, allergy check, allergy uh-huh. test. And allergy I did test. That too. That's why I'm on the allergy shot. And mm-hmm. it's helping me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that's why I can have cat around, or I even have a dog. We'll talk about next week.
Yes.
I adopted a dog. So I'm good with that. But anyway, so he said... After that, after like medication and stuff too, and an allergy check, allergy test and everything, he might have to have surgery on his nose to make it a little...
Well, to plastic make my surgery. Hole bigger. It's not plastic. Well, it is kind of plastic. Maybe so, I am going to.
Oh, so you're going to have like pointy nose in America?
And bigger eyes.
Oh my gosh! I'm so jealous. But anyway, I want an eyelid so I don't have to put the glue on anymore. But anyway, so then I said, Ding, doctor cannot have surgery if you're too skinny. You need to gain weight.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
Because he's going to have anesthesia, right?
I don't know.
So then you have to have strong body to have anesthesia. That means you have to have extra fat in your body.
Not
so that
fat, muscle.
Muscle, body.
So I so can that work out.
Your body won't be too weak to get the kind of medication.
I am not too
Thank
skinny.
Thank you very
According
much.
According to my BMI, I can be 150 pounds and still not too skinny. I'm 165. Well, typically 165. Right now I'm 165.8, so it's close to 166.
My boss at work,
yeah,
she said, well, she looks so skinny. She's a little shorter than me,
mm-hmm.
but always so slender. It's very good looking, right?
Yeah.
For 53 years old. She said, oh, yeah, I lost 5 pounds. I'm like, what? Why? I'm like, she's like, I was sick, like being sick, like cold.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, my gosh, she looked kind of like skinnier, like almost like a stick, right? Mm-hmm. I said, you look so skinny, like you are. Well, you know, I'm not skinny. I'm only 135 pounds, 135. And she looked that skinny.
Well, she has muscles.
She does. Because she was in cheer. She was a cheerleader. And she's an athlete. She did a truck and stuff too. So
we're out of time.
Oh my gosh.
Can we wrap up?
Okay, yeah, thank you for listening.
Almost 25 minutes now. Thank you so much, all of you, coming back to unsubscribing us from your iTunes. Thank you so much. And
what did you say? Are you being sarcastic?
No, unsubscribing us. What do you mean I'm being sarcastic?
Ooh, I have one.
Okay, another word of the mouth. So you have to come back next week so that we can actually use the music appropriately.
Yes.
But right now, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. And then, we are very delightful.
We're back in 2011. Yes.
We'll have the best year.
You know,
ever.
Part of the reason, too, that we are recording less is, well, she went back to Tokyo, which we will talk about next week.
Yes.
And we also then have winter. And typically, wintertime, we don't, you know, we don't see each other as often in wintertime because, you know, the cold and the drive and all that.
Yeah,
Can you not? Yes. So Chai is climbing into my lap now. So that is kind of the reason why we didn't do more shows. So, but anyway, I appreciate the fact that you guys came back. So until next week.
Thank you. Please come back.
Come back, and hopefully you get a good laugh along with us and have as much of a therapy as we did. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Hit the wrong button. Sorry. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Bye. Ding ding ba ding.